Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GMG, or also known as Graphene Manufacturing Group, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMG. I am chatting again with the founder and CEO, Craig Nickel. Now, Craig, we're going to talk about two different aspects of GMG, the company here. We've talked a lot about the graphene aluminum ion battery development and some of the data out. We are going to touch on that again. But there is also another component of the company that we haven't highlighted too much, but there was some, I think, fairly significant news that came out on June 17th. Now, this deals with the company's Thermal XR product. The company, GMG, has entered into a non-binding letter of intent with Opinia Project Management Services for the distribution of this Thermal XR product throughout the United Arab Emirates. Let's start here and just give us a broad overview here of how this deal came together to get this Thermal XR product into the United Arab Emirates, please.
Hi, Corey. Good to be back on. Thanks. So we're very happy to talk to the market about this opportunity. It's been some years to get to where we are now. It's been an effort with Queensland government in Dubai and also with the Dubai government, as well, obviously, our new partner, Opinia, which we're very happy to be working with in the UAE. And what we've done over the last year or so is work with them on introducing them and the market to our thermal TXR product, our thermal XR product, which is a graphene enhanced coating system, which you spray on air conditioning systems on the condensers, and that makes them more efficient, which then enables cost reduction and then emissions reduction because the power doesn't need to be produced. So we've had a number of different pilot testing programs or demonstration programs, including on the Dubai Mosque Group, the RTA, which is the Road Traffic Authority, the Dubai municipalities, amongst others. And we're really pleased with the results so far. So we're now looking at progressing into some type of distribution agreement with Opinia.
So Craig, could you just give us a little bit more insights in how this Thermal XR product actually works and how it fits into the heat that is experienced throughout the United Arab Emirates?
Yeah, it's a great question. So graphene has the ability to transfer heat in very, very fast fashion. And there are some university courses, even at Cornell University, that talk about a quantum heat transfer that graphene can provide. And we sometimes think we see that, although it's difficult to quantify. So what this fluid is able to do is, with a very small dosage of graphene, provide a greater heat transfer on the air conditioning condenser coils. And that then provides a faster cooling time, and therefore your air conditioner can switch off faster. Now, I know there'll be a lot of people out there, engineers and scientists, who'll say that's not possible. You put something on the outside of something, and that's going to be an insulating effect and not be a conductive effect. That is obviously generally true. We have engineers and scientists in GMG as well who say that. But this is the strange thing about this paint is it does actually, and we've seen it in demonstrations ourselves, it does provide a conductive effect. There are a couple of things. One is we put a scale remover on first, which removes the scale or the corrosion on the air conditioning that's in situ already. That's the first thing. So that obviously helps. We do some cleaning, of course, but then the coating is very high surface area, 300 square meters per gram is our graphene surface area. And then that provides a much higher heat transfer effect, much in terms of just sheer more, a lot more area for the condenser. So it's like you have another condenser next to it, which of course then means you have then more surface area to get the heat out. Then of course, there are some other effects which we know of. which would then increase this heat transfer effect. So it is what we do is we show through a demo project that this does work. And we've done that already in Australia and now and also in Southeast Asia, and now we're working with Apenia for the Middle East, which is obviously where there's a large amount of air conditioning. In some countries, very high air conditioning costs in terms of power, and also a huge opportunity because it's so hot to reduce the temperature even further. So it is a really huge opportunity for the group, and we're really happy to be working with Apenia.
Okay, now final point when it comes to this development for the Thermal XR product. What sort of news flow should investors expect to see this LOI and this relationship moving forward, progressing?
Yeah, we are working on a binding distribution agreement with them. And so that's something hopefully we can come to market with shortly and then progress that to the next level of a distribution sales. And we'll continue to help them progress their demonstration project with their services. They're a deeply connected business across the UAE, and hence, you know, they have the ability to bring this to market in a very fast fashion with some very considerate entities, governments and otherwise. And hence, you know, that is going to be something where we're really going to be trying to help them as much as possible with our technical support. It's a bit hard. We can't fly. But, you know, what's great about these days is that you can even do technical work now through Zoom on site. So it really, you know, it's not such a hamper. But, yeah, I think eventually we're going to have to connect up and do even more work with them. But right now we're doing enough to be able to get them across and technically getting this into the market. And doing a number of demo projects, which of course then will flow on to hopefully very large amount of use of TXR in the UAE, Middle East, and even North Africa as well.
Okay, hey, very cool development for this avenue for the company. Let's now move over to the recent news that came out of the battery division of the company, released June 22nd. We're getting some more performance data on these graphene aluminum ion batteries and the development and research that your company is going through here in conjunction with the University of Queensland. What updates can you give us here in terms of some of the recent battery data?
So we put out a chart yesterday with respect to the cycling, just to show the market what we've already achieved, and we think we can probably do even better on. But it's a 3,000 cycle chart where you're on the fully discharge, fully charge, down to half a volt, up to 2.5 volts cycling. And the thing is that this is a very interesting chart. You first of all, it's at a very high current, extremely high current. So therefore, it's getting an enormous amount of energy put into it, an enormous amount of power put into it, an enormous amount of power coming out of it, very, very fast. Typically, lithium-ion batteries. Tend to degrade over time, and they tend to see, you know, anywhere down to 40% of reduction in capacity. So they sit with about 60% of capacity. So the best way to see that is, everyone knows their mobile phone is generally a lot less longer staying power after a few years, and that's these lithium dendrites coming into the battery and reducing its energy capacity. And so typically you might last, say, three years, and your battery may not last through the day. And you'll wonder, well, why is that the case? Well, that's typically from these lithium dendrites. So what we're showing here is this is lasting 3,000 cycles without any problems in deterioration. So 3,000 cycles is typically 10 years. So if this battery was in your phone, then, you know, it'd be lasting a lot longer than what you currently expect with no performance deterioration. The other point is that we're cycling here so fast that it's many times, 60, 70 times faster than your normal cycle time for your phone battery, which means it is really, really high performing and very, very fast charging, and extremely long life, which is a real game changer. Considering it's only graphene and aluminium foil, it has a huge potential to be a real game changer in this personal appliance industry.
So what's coming next in terms of this battery division? Because clearly investors have taken to these developments, but again, you're still in relatively early stage here of developing and even testing some of these batteries. Where do we go from here, Craig?
Yeah, that's a good point. And we need to be clear to everyone that we are in early stages. We're doing coin cell prototypes. We expect to have a coin cell commercial prototype by the end of the year, and then a commercial pouch pack, which then sits in your laptops and such things by the end of next year. And you know, that's still the case. So we're not changing from that. There's a significant amount of potential customers who would like to see us and our battery come faster. That's the case. We're still getting people coming into our inbox every night saying, you know, when it can you put this into this? Can you put it into that? All different types, trucks and bikes and cars. But what we're focused on is our coin cell, because we can do that faster. It can bring it to market faster. It is a definable product. It's like a set definition, which is a lot easier for us to show that we can deliver on. Pouch packs will be right now, I think, the biggest market play, the fastest market play for us. And that is going to be you'll have to have a development partner there just to really make sure that the pouch pack is going to be taking on what the customer wants. So that's really, you know, some type of discussion or progression around a customer could be seen. But we haven't decided on one yet, because we've just had so many people come in, or haven't decided on even how to progress that, because it is the influx hasn't stopped. So, you know, still we expect to come out with coin cell testing data and final customer prototypes by the end of this year, a pouch pack by the end of next year. And then, you know, I think if we can, we'll try to finalize some potential customers between now and then as well.
Okay, perfect. Craig, there's a lot going on with this company and two different divisions. Very interesting. Both progressing here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GMG, and we're going to be following up as more news hits the market. So, hey, Craig, I appreciate this update. Keep us up to date on news, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. You too.